Since the September 11th terrorist attacks, pilots at American Airlines have endured layoffs and pay cuts to save the company from bankruptcy. They've helped force out a CEO and have won corporate and congressional permission to keep pistols in the cockpit. Now there's another issue, whether they should have to wear their hats. Bill Zeeble of member station KERA reports from Dallas.
This spring, American Airlines pilots agreed to groundbreaking concessions that included both wage cuts and money-saving demotions. In May, Pilots Union board member Sam Mayer, based in New York, thought he could save those newly demoted captains some money on what many considered outdated uniform hats. He also wanted to avoid adding insult to injury.
Some have taken additional cuts in that they've been kicked back. They've lost their captain's seat, moved back to first officer. It's another pay cut. Now we're asking them to buy a new first officer's uniform. Just seemed like it was as good a time as any to save these guys $75 if that's the way we wanted to do, and take a look at the whole hat issue, I guess, to start with.
The problem was, said Mayer, these pilots were spending their own money for the reduced-rank uniform hats. So union leaders narrowly approved a measure requesting the company make hats optional. American Airlines responded, it'll either keep crew caps, which is the status quo, or eliminate them, but it won't make them optional. At the Crew Outfitters store in Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, an American Airlines pilot who didn't want his name mentioned is one of those kicked back from captain to first officer. While shopping for that new hat, he said money is not the only concern.
I think there's a pride issue. You know, we have a lot of captains that are being bounced back to first officer positions, and so they have to change their uniform, and I think there's a bit of pride involved in that.
Another American pilot named Lee, who would only give his first name, hopes the company keeps the cap.
I think the hat's an essential part of the uniform. When I joined American 12 years ago, it was portrayed to us as a symbol of our authority. When we evacuate the airplane, if we have an emergency, one of the important things is to grab your hat. People would gravitate towards the individual with a hat as far as looking for a symbol of authority.
But Sam Mayer doesn't exactly buy the argument.
You know, if you need a hat to make yourself feel like the captain, you probably have some other issues that you need to deal with.
Meanwhile, outside American Airlines Terminal C at DFW International Airport, passenger views are mixed.
My name is Dale McCord. I think it means something to the public because when he walks by, this person is of this authority.
To passenger Dale Carter, though, the hat's no big deal.
A hat's just something cosmetic. If the guy has a bad hair day, then it might be a good idea to wear a hat.
Pilot Tom Fraser, who's based in Miami, worries this minor issue is hiding more serious concerns.
If you were to separate everything else out and everything was wonderful and life was great and there were no problems in the industry, then it might be something that the media and the pilots would latch onto. But it's not. It truly isn't. Don't we have bigger fish to fry? And yes, we do.
Like he says, restoring jobs and pay cuts, fully funding the pension, and returning the carrier to profitability. American Airlines hasn't said when it would decide about the hats. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.